Greetings, everyone. This is DJ Shy John with the Kill Radio Weekly News. And on behalf of the whole Kill Radio Weekly News team, I want to encourage everyone to go today and vote. Let's get on with the recap of the weekly news. This is from Harper's Weekly Review, November the 6th, 2012. National polls showed President Barack Obama and Republican candidate Mitt Romney to be virtually tied, suggesting that Tuesday's presidential election will be among the closest in U.S. history. Obama held a rally in Cincinnati, Ohio, at which Stevie Wonder performed Higher Ground and Superstition. Romney campaigned in the traditionally Democratic state of Pennsylvania, taking the stage in Bucks County to the theme song from Rocky. Vice President Joe Biden admitted to watching clips of Here Comes Honey Boo Boo on Air Force Two, and Republican VP candidate Paul Ryan played cornhole with his children and several Romney grandchildren while tailgating outside the Green Bay Packers game in Wisconsin on Sunday. "You have to have your cheese on your head," Ryan told the kids. Tiny campaign signs set up outside prairie dog burrows near Boulder, Colorado, were evenly split between the presidential candidates. And in Kenya, a bull named Barack Obama beat a larger bull named Mitt Romney in a fight. "It's clear now," said a spectator, "that Romney can't beat Obama. A blindfolded Egyptian child selected the new Coptic Pope, and Muslim clerics suggested that Hurricane Sandy, which killed 113 people in the U.S. and left 8.5 million without power, was punishment for the ills of American society. "It is revenge from God," tweeted Egyptian cleric Wagdi Gnonmem in New York City, where the storm killed at least 41 people. An estimated 750 shoppers waited in line outside Apple's flagship store to buy the new iPad mini. "There's no electricity," said Eaton Friedman, "so I figured I'd get up early and get my new iPad rather than lie in bed and stare at the ceiling." New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg insisted that holding the New York Marathon as scheduled would boost the city's morale, then canceled the event a few hours later and announced that blankets and bottled water intended for runners would instead be distributed to hurricane victims. "I feel like it was a trick," said Italian runner Giuseppe Palladino. "I feel like I was robbed." Russia's parliament approved an expanded definition of high treason that includes giving financial, technical, consulting, or other help to foreign entities. Russian President Vladimir Putin warned that groups engaged in totalitarian activities were growing like mushrooms in the country. Nationalists marched in Moscow to protest Putin's support of Caucasian and Central Asian immigrants, and pro-Kremlin Russian youths group promoted a ban on Mormons because of their questionable activities. In the United States, the Christian American Family Association accused Mix It Up at Lunch Day, on which children sit with someone new in the cafeteria, of being a nationwide push to promote the homosexual lifestyle in public schools. "I use poisoned Halloween candy as an illustration," said Byron Fisher, the group's director of issue analysis. "This looks harmless on the surface, but you don't realize how toxic it is." Trick-or-treaters in Royton, England, were given packets of cocaine instead of sweets, and in Surrey, a former history teacher built a 60-foot World War I-style trench in his backyard. "We can hear the gunfire from the house," said his neighbor, "but it isn't very often we don't mind." France's Equality Ministry began sensitization sessions for government ministers after Housing Minister Cecil Duflo was catcalled at the National Assembly by male legislators who claimed they were merely complimenting her flowered dress. Apple's virtual assistant Siri stopped telling users where to find prostitutes in China, and Israel's Minister of Public Diplomacy toured Tikkun Olam, Israel's largest medical marijuana farm. "This is God's doing," said the farm's logo, "and it's marvelous in our eyes." Biologists with Alaska's Fish and Game Department killed a grizzly bear that was attempting to break into homes in the Stuckagane Heights neighborhood of Anchorage, while a bear that had stolen local chickens remained at large. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals requested that a memorial sign be placed at an Irvine, California site where hundreds of saltwater bass died in a traffic accident. "Although such signs are traditionally reserved for human fatalities," the group wrote, "I hope you'll make an exception because of the enormous suffering involved." Computer scientists at University College London and the University of Barcelona created a program in which rats control a person-shaped avatar that interacts with human subjects in virtual reality. And a lonely Seoul elephant spoke Korean to his trainers. Pet behaviorist Karen Wild helped design a bedtime story to relax the United Kingdom's dogs during Guy Fawkes Night fireworks, and NASA considered sending Camille Corona, a rubber chicken with a popular Twitter feed, to the International Space Station. "Sometimes," said one of her followers, "she says things that are at a high scientific level." This by Sarah Bresler. And there's a correction here. Last week's review incorrectly stated that trading on the New York Stock Exchange was halted on consecutive days for the first time since 1888. In fact, it was halted on consecutive days for the first time for weather-related reasons. And actually, I have a minor correction on my last week's news report. I did read an article in which it stated that $41 billion had been spent by Monsanto to keep Proposition 37 from going through. Well, actually, I was told that figure is $41 million. All right, on to one more news item. This from the Yahoo Finance column, the Daily Ticker, like nobody's business. The title of this story is "The Middle Class is Worse Off Than You Think," from Michael Greenstone. This is by Bernice Napach from the Daily Ticker, Monday, November 5th. The decline of the middle class has emerged as a key issue in the presidential campaign, with both candidates promising policies to restore the economic stability of the middle class. The conventional view has wages for the middle class, particularly men, stagnating over the past 40 years. But Michael Greenstone, economics professor at MIT and director of the Brookings Institution's Hamilton Project, says the situation is much worse than that. Greenstone tells the Daily Ticker that after studying the data more carefully, he found that a lot of men are no longer in the workforce or are working part-time. If you put them back in, the earnings of the guy in the middle have declined 20% over the last four decades, he says. As a result, the median earnings of men are back to the levels that prevailed in the 1960s. In the latest jobs report released Friday, the average hourly earnings for men and women rose a penny to $23.58 an hour. Know anybody making that kind of money? I don't. That caps a 1.6% gain over the last 12 months, which is not enough to keep up with 2% inflation as measured by the Consumer Price Index. Greenstone says the increase of women in the workplace has offset some of the impact of the rising number of men who've left the workforce. There's been a remarkable increase in women's earnings, education, and a series of other great indicators, says Greenstone. But in the last decade, we've started to see some of the same trends for women as men. Their wages have begun to stagnate, and he notes that there are still few women CEOs and members of Congress. More evidence of the declining middle class can be found in a recent report from the National Employment Law Project. Since 2001, employment has grown 8.7% in lower-wage jobs and 6.6% in high-wage ones, but they've fallen more than 7% in mid-wage jobs. The situation since the Great Recession is similar. Jobs in the mid-range, paying $14 to $21 an hour, accounted for 60% of jobs lost, but only 22% of the jobs gained, while lower-wage jobs, paying a median wage ranging from $7.70 to $13.83, represented 58% of all new jobs. Greenstone says the key to reviving the middle class is education. Up until 30 years ago, he says each successive generation got more education than the previous one. With that no longer the case, high school and college graduation rates, especially among men, have stagnated, Greenstone says. The data are incredibly clear, says Greenstone. An investment in college has an enormous payoff, much higher than you can get in the stock market, in bonds, and from buying a home. Despite the decline in middle-class wages and jobs, Greenstone, a former chief economist for President Obama's Council of Economic Advisors, says the labor market today is much healthier than it was 4 years ago. In the October 2008 jobs report, the economy lost 500,000. This month, we gained about 170,000, and there were positive revisions for the previous 2 months. The future looks much brighter today than it did 4 years ago, says Greenstone. Well, we can always hope. And that, ladies and gentlemen, brings me to the end of the weekly news. Thanks once again to the hard-hitting Kill Radio Weekly News team. Everyone, go out and vote. Have a good week. Be good to one another. And stay the heck out of the news.